Do you accept that there are many people who believe that a child aged 10 absolutely does know the difference between right and wrong? And that is, and that should be, the test for criminality.
To them, what I would say is, why 10? Why not 9? Why not 7? Because, you know, at age 7, children do have some grasp of right and wrong.
And they would say, well, look, 10 is the age that we've got, and from our experience, we know that that's a sensible, a reasonable age to know that children do know the difference.
I don't think we know anything of the sort, actually. I think we know that children understand the difference between big rights and big wrongs, but in terms of defending themselves in the criminal courts, they have no capacity to understand where a guilty or a not guilty plea will take them. They do not have the developmental maturity to participate fairly and fully in their own trial. And there's abundant evidence to that effect.
Do you accept that that's also an almost impossible sell politically, but it's also a very difficult sell to the parents of young children, perhaps, who have been on the receiving end or even killed by child offenders, and also people whose lives, frankly, are made a misery by young children and their offending?
Well, I do understand that, but I think what we've also got to look at is the wider public interest here. The present system isn't working.